If I say to you Cathcart Baptist Church, what are the words that come to mind? What hits you? What do you think of?
Family.
Home. Mm.
I think the steadfastness of people, just looking at, you know, the stories of the people, the characters, you know, it's absolutely not. When I think of it, Cathcart, I think of, I'm absolutely delighted and thankful for it. You know, it allowed me to grow and develop into that minister, you know, from a guy walking in the door, you know, what's going on, you know, such a blessing. And, you know, best mates and things like that, my wife, the kids are dedicated there. You know, the blessings that's came from all that, the friendships, but absolutely not. Thankfulness comes to mind all the time about Cathcart. Yeah.
I think as someone who's been away from Cathcart now for, I don't know how long, maybe not quite 20 years, but getting on for that, there's still an amazing welcome going back. I maybe don't recognise all that many people, but the ones who I do, you know, it's just like old times. You're going back and you're blathering to them, and it's, you don't feel a stranger, strangely.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think it's evolved well. You know, it's evolved in seasons and that's got to be good for the church, that we wouldn't recognise people.
Yeah.
You know, we would recognise the steadfastness of the boat, the Karen Gillans of this world and that. Camp Houston up the back and all that kind of business. You know, you'd recognise Jim and Irene, Moira and all that things, Alan and Joyce. You know, you'd recognise Harry and Anne. But there's also that mixed in with the next generation. And that's got to be good for the church.
Yeah.
That's got to be good, that there's a next generation coming up behind that.
I'm just thinking the times when the deacons would go forward to take the offering, And the bags weren't there.
Skip out the bags. Who left them hanging
on? So, I always remember it was the Christian Endeavour doing Mary Hogg. Now, at my time, only three boys went to it. Paul Wilson, Fraser Hanby and Mike Edwards. And yet, Jim always insisted on the full intimation being given of all that was happening that night at the CE. And John Beattie would be reading the intimation, and of course his eyesight wasn't very great. And you'd often get things wrong, and Jim would be going, roaring away.
I do remember one, we stuck our necks out a bit, I suppose. We decided to host a videoing the World Cup, like projecting the World Cup in 1998, and the opening match was it Scotland against Brazil? And we're all sitting there very hopefully. But they were good times, yes. You know, they were definitely good.
Thank you so much for sharing these stories. It feels like there's an awful lot more stories around, but thank you so much for what you've shared, and every blessing to you.
Thank God.